For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Happy 420! You out there on the network, whether that's Gallup or Galveston, Santa Fe or Santa Cruz, we're having a three-day orgy of music and speakers. Total of about 60 bands and speakers to include the guru of ganja, Mr. Ed Rosenthal.
Most people don't realize that Prop 215, the Medical Marijuana Initiative, is running full blast here in San Francisco. In the Bay Area here, there are more than 30 dispensaries, and over 30,000 people have either registered or are taking advantage of Prop 215, with the use of which allows for medical use of marijuana with a doctor's recommendation.
Ed, I had the chance to tour Oakland as well. They may be a slightly different scenario, but again, the freedom I speak of, the freedom that's supposed to be America, that some folks want to take away from all of us.
Yes, it's a whole San Francisco Bay Area, and there are five counties comprising the Bay Area. There are dispensaries in all of those areas. In some cities, there are four or five or more dispensaries, and they serve people in many different ways. Some just serve medical marijuana, and some provide other services as well.
I understand that many of the just local garden clubs, if you will, have taken up learning how to clone, that sort of thing, to help their ailing relatives and whatever.
Yes, many of these dispensaries provide classes for people so that they can grow their own, and then they also provide the clones, so it makes it much easier for patients to grow their own.
I'm not asking you to drive 1,000 miles to help our town emerge from the dark ages of the drug war, but rather hoping you'll decide to take some of this to heart and you'll take on the establishment further in your area. Trust me, challenge them to a debate on the constitutionality, moral certitude, economic viability, and medical ramifications of the drug war. They will refuse the debate. Take that refusal to the media again and again, and in time, with enough support from letters to the editor, calls, emails, and visits to your elected official, the boulder of drug prohibition begins to move. It's happening in the Gulag City, for God's sake. There is no truth, no justice, there is no logic, scientific assessment, no moral clarity, no fiscal responsibility, no religious underpinnings, no reason whatsoever that supports this abomination of drug war. The change comes the day you declare your independence from the moralistic posturing and hypothetical laws of the true addicts in power, whose orgy of excess is eternal drug prohibition.
And the politicians who promoted that have to be removed from office one way or another. And I think that's a predicate action.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.